COVID testing stations in Rotorua were swamped today and a pop-up clinic was set up as hundreds raced to be tested. More details have been released about where some members of the South Auckland COVID family went on a three-day trip to Rotorua and Taupō. As our video journalist Logan Church reports, while some locals are frustrated, everyone's taking precautions.
People started queuing for tests at this new pop-up COVID testing station at Rotorua's International Stadium this morning, well before its 9am opening. Hundreds of people in their cars, all wanting to make sure COVID-19 is not back in their community after members of an infected family from Auckland visited last weekend. About 100 cars up the line, Christina was waiting with her three kids.
We've all got little bits of coughs and runny noses, but we were actually connected to somebody else who was staying at the hotel that somebody tested positive. So they're in Dunedin, they've all been tested, and also family in Auckland, we're all connected, so they've been tested as well.
So everyone's being tested, everyone's just as a precaution?
Yeah, and also family here, they've been tested yesterday.
They're playing I Spy to pass the time. They have another hour to wait.
We were actually here about 8:45, thinking that would be nice and early for the 9 o'clock start, but yeah, no.
Kim Wallace and her family are a few cars up the line.
Yeah, we were way back up the row, of course, and it hasn't moved a lot, but I think it's starting to move a wee bit, but I think we've got about a good 2-3 hour wait, so I hear.
The line continues up to the end of this road, round into the next, and then some. Several of the people waiting are staff from some of the businesses the Auckland family visited. Lawrence tells me his boss told him to come down and get tested.
So I'm down here today because I was up in Auckland on the weekend and also I was up at the gondolas, so my boss sent me down to do a precautionary check so I don't spread it at work, I suppose, if I have got it.
He says it's frustrating that his town is in this position, but says mass testing like this is the right thing to do and worth the wait.
Makes you a little bit angry, you know, we've done our homework, but it is what it is, and we just got to carry on and get it sorted, I suppose. We've got to get tested so we see if it's in the community and keep everyone safe, I suppose.
The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, released more details today about where members of the Index family visited on their three-day trip to the region. That included Wairoa Lakeside Hotel and Herb & Spice's Thai restaurant on Saturday the 8th of August, the Fat Dog Cafe, Pack and Save, and Skyline Rotorua on Sunday the 9th, and Rotorua Heritage Farm 3D Arts Gallery, Burger Fuel Redwood Centre, and Don Kebab on Monday the 10th. A boat cruise in Taupō is also being followed up by the Ministry of Health.
We have issued an exposure alert covering the two separate visits of the family in Rotorua to the Heritage Farm and also the one visit to the Skyline Gondola. So that alert has gone out to anybody who has the app and was had used it to scan in at the times that family was at those facilities.
At lunchtime, the queues are still long at swabbing centres. Cars are still flooding into another testing station on the other side of town on Vaughan Road. People who've walked in wait in a socially distanced line that snakes through the centre. Dr. Bloomfield also confirms that none of the new 13 COVID cases revealed today were outside Auckland, something Rotorua's Mayor Steve Chadwick welcomes. She says the town is prepared if case numbers increase.
Well, we've been forewarned that there would be a resurgence at some stage, and we've always had that preparedness here in Rotorua, and we haven't taken it for granted, but now the possibility is there. So it's for our community to step up, wait for the experts to tell us what to do, and be ready to respond. And we are. And I hear things are quite calm out there.
Ms Chadwick says it's right for Rotorua to stay at alert level 2 despite the risk, as businesses and residents have been proactively keeping themselves safe.
I was really pleased to hear last night that some of the eateries, they didn't know if they'd been there, but they decided they'd do a deep clean and they'd social distance and wait. Now that's the right advice. So it's not for us to say escalate it up. We don't want panic. We want people to be prepared and then do the right thing when we're told.
The testing stations here and in Taupō have extended their hours for the time being and expect to be busy, all in the hope that this new outbreak will be quashed as quickly as possible. In Rotorua for Checkpoint, Logan Church.